Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Coming to you live from Alola's Battle Royale Dome, it's the one, the only Puckle Battlecast.
Hello and welcome to episode 33 of the Battlecast. I am your host, as always, Seth Vilo, and I'm joined today by two brilliant minds to talk about a month where we had two tier shifts, which is wild. So, person one joining me is the encyclopedia himself, Mr. R. Sigma.
Hello, hello!
And then joining us as well is the other type of encyclopedia, Mr. Linnean.
The outdated and wrong one. Hello.
I was trying to give you an in for trivia. That's what I was trying to do with that. But
oh, I know. Guys, this is why you never joke around. You get drafted.
Yeah. Sucker. Pulled him in.
How do you think Seth got into the Black Throne Council?
I mean, not wrong.
He was conscripted. Like, it wasn't a choice.
No, it wasn't. I still don't think I deserve it, but whatever, here we are. And I'm talking to a microphone, whatever. But yeah, we're going to talk about the big old amount of tier shift things. It's a little bit of an abbreviated show for a couple reasons. One is, like we said, there's been two tier shifts in one time period. Like last time, this time last month, we were talking about the impact of Genesect in OU. That feels like a year ago, because so much has changed just in that tier. So the other ones are completely unrecognizable 2 weeks apart from each other. So there's not going to be a formal topic this time. We're just going to be kind of going over an extended tier time, because so much has changed and so much is new territory. So that's what we're doing. And also, this is coming out on Thanksgiving. So by the time you're listening to us, it's late in the day, so whatever. It's fine.
You may have put off listening to this episode for like the week, and tier changes have happened again, so who cares?
Exactly. If we make it too boring, your trip to Fanhai will put you to sleep when you put us on. So it's going to, we just got to keep going. Keep it short. Keep your interest. Pull
the
curtain back a little.
Worst ASMR, but we're still on the list.
Pokemon ASMR. That would, God, tier analysis ASMR. That sounds like a nightmare. But anyway, have you guys been doing anything particularly interesting, like laddering wise or anything like that? Trying to keep up with trends or anything?
No, I've been taking a break since the Players Cup a few weeks ago. I've just been paying attention to what's been banned and what's been moving around in tiers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that. Oh, go ahead, Lenny.
No, finish.
Oh, I was just saying, I know that that's kind of been the sentiment of a lot of people. I know that we've been watching McGee do his thing.
That's where a lot of my knowledge comes from. I watched him go like 30-0 in a new account like Saturday.
Right?
So
he just does it all the time.
That man is a machine. Like
when he has the things that he likes on his team, like I would not want to face him.
Yeah. No. Force me to use Hawlucha and I'm not a happy boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like he loves his rabbits.
Yeah. What were you about to say, Linnean?
So I've been dipping my toes onto a ladder. It's not it's not a fun, well, I mean, it's a fun ladder, but it's not what I would call a very competitive ladder, which is 1v1.
Okay.
So it's you bring three things and then you pick one, and it's absolutely 400 IQ rock paper scissors. And the ladder is small enough, I've been like, ah, I lost to that. I'm going to just change the held item and then not change my other strategy. And then when I get to this guy on the ladder, because I will again, I have this new thing and he'll think he won.
Little do you know, he changed his item too.
All I'm That's saying hilarious. Is AV Glastrier has won more games than it should.
Yeah, that sounds busted, honestly.
Glastrier's pretty great. For an ice type, but you know, the bar's pretty low on that. But
yeah.
Yeah. It's got a bunch more defense than Mew. Like 100, 130, 110. That's good if you don't factor that it's an ice type.
An ice type with 30 speed.
Yeah.
So it's been fun. Regieleki and Blacephalon round out that quote unquote core.
Of course they do.
I would say it's not a good team, but honestly, you just have to win the rock, paper, scissors at the beginning where you're like, all right, this wins 66%, so I'll click the one that beats the thing that he will play to beat that thing, and ha, I won.
Uh-huh. That sounds fun. I haven't ever done 1v1 like that. And on Showdown, right? Yeah. Or is it on cartridge somehow?
Oh, no. You do this on Showdown.
I figured. I was curious. Well, I know there is one other thing that we did a couple weeks back that we're going to be doing again here in another couple weeks, and that's the Puckle Showdown, which... if you guys listened in on that, it was a whole lot of fun. What happened is we had the co-hosts pair off and within 2 hours try and get as high as they could on a ladder they did not know with interference from the audience. So we're going to be doing another one of those. You might have seen the announcement if you're part of our Discord. We're going to do another one on December 19th, which is a Saturday. So come tune in and just... mess people up. The tier has not been announced yet. The pairings have not been announced yet, but it's going to be a great old time. I had a lot of fun. I know Shamu and I were just making one meme after another. And it was hilarious to watch. And all of a sudden, we were in RU and we had to use Elekid or Dunsparce or something like that.
Hey, I gave you a Thwacky, and Thwacky was a friend.
Thwacky you did. Was he was nice.
I that participated. Was
I helped. It was a lot of fun. Like I said, it's going to be happening again on December 19th, and it's kind of a battle casty kind of thing, so it makes sense. I'll actually be commentating on that one instead of participating, but I just wanted to plug it here because that's a very apt to battle cast kind of thing. So we'll see you guys then. It'll be a grand old time.
Yeah, you can watch the VOD on YouTube, and you'll see what RU was like before the great catastrophe happened. So
before the great fall, yeah, which is what we'll go over here in a little bit.
It is not the same format that it was when that was recorded.
Might as well be a new tier completely. Yeesh. But yeah, I think that is where we will go ahead and cut the little intro bit, and we're going to dive into these tiers and all the changes that have been happening in them. So we will be right back.
And now it's time to see the results of this month's blood, sweat, and tearing.
And welcome back. We're diving in. We are talking tiers, and we're starting with the big one at the top that had something happen that we all expected, but we're going to act surprised about anyway. 3, 2, 1. Ubers doesn't have Dynamax anymore.
Oh, what?
It took them long enough to ban that dumb mechanic from everywhere that matters.
It's kind of broken a little bit.
It does not work for 6v6 at all.
No,
exactly.
Not at all.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, other than that, there aren't really a whole lot of other trends or changes or big things going around in Ubers right now. Kyogre's still really good to revenge Calyrex. You basically are forced to run Tyranitar or Yveltal on every single team in order to stop Calyrex. If you see a common theme here,
Calyrex
a reason.
Is good, I think.
Yeah, specifically
I'd be
shocked
if it wasn't.
Yeah, for those listening, it's the specifically Shadow Rider form. In case that wasn't apparent, very, very busted, very stupid. And it both gained and lost from the Dynamax ban. It lost, first of all, because it can't suddenly double its health. You know, that's a good thing for a setup type sweeper. And it also cannot any longer fire off things like Max Starfalls to stop Yveltal switch-ins or something like that with one of its weaker fairy moves.
I was going to say, doesn't it have like Draining Kiss as its fairy move or something?
Yeah, it gets one, and that's enough to...
It's not a good one. It's not a good one.
Yeah, but it does enough, and it hurt Yveltal enough to make it a questionable check every now and again. Can't do that anymore. But it gained because neither can anything else. So if it's on a roll, if it's gotten a Grimnay boost or two,
it's probably
then,
just game. Unless you have Yveltal or Titar to come in and get rid of it. Or itself. Yeah. You can win the speed tie and win. It's fine.
Something with a Sucker Punch. That's you just need that.
Sucker Punch or winning a speed tie. It's your choice.
Yeah. Yeah, but now the thing checking it can't suddenly double its health either. So it's a mixed bag for our little horse rider friend.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's gone by next episode.
I wouldn't either.
Can we just sit back and appreciate that the first thing that got banned to anything goes was not only a dragon, but a space dragon that ate a meteor and then grew a new form? And the second thing to get banned to anything goes is a rabbit on a horse.
Right.
Like,
That can't even talk to you. It has to talk through a dude.
At least it knows language.
That's true.
At least it knows how to communicate.
I mean, yeah. Rayquaza had a cult, and this guy, like, has a weird t-shirt that some people like.
That's a t-shirt.
That is the extent of his worship.
I love how it's also we stylized its head on purpose because we thought it looked cool, and then they're like, oh crap, that's what it really looks like. What? That was an interesting thing. It looks like the t-shirt that we made to make fun of it. What? That's fun.
This is where we find out that the only reason Calyrex has a head that big is because it thinks it's supposed to because of the t-shirt.
It's the ego Pokemon.
He works out at the library. That's all I know.
And the statue's been broken for like hundreds of years, but our professor guy found it like 2 weeks ago behind the Pokemon Center.
I'm not sure I'd call him a professor. You know those weird guys who just sit around Roswell with notebooks?
Uh-huh.
That's basically what we have.
I mean, he was a competent trainer at one point in his life.
Yeah, but that doesn't make him a competent scientist.
He can make master balls. Like, that's...
And he just hands one to you.
That would make you a good-paying job in Sylph or the Pokeball Factory in Kalos or somewhere else.
Right?
Right?
All right, I'm going
to ask
All right, I'm going to go ask my engineer friends about alien xenobiology then, because apparently these skills are one-to-one.
But I that was a tangent, wasn't it? Ubers.
That's what we got to say about Ubers, I guess.
Yeah, don't be surprised if Calyrex goes within the near future. It may be a month, it may be a couple months. Ubers is kind of slow at the moment, but it's going to be faster, I think, because the Dynamax ban is gone. Mm-hmm. I think a lot more people will be able to play it more readily, so it might get a lot more popular than it has been, because up until this point, it's almost like learning another language.
And it didn't really have a whole lot of Pokemon in it to begin with.
It just was populated recently, too. So,
yeah. So I would recommend going and giving it a shot because there's no weird complex rules like certain Pokemon can Dynamax and certain can't, and you have to know which ones can and which ones can't. There's none of that anymore. It's just 6v6, no more get big. So yeah, give it a shot. It's easy. Moving down, though, we are now in the OU tier, which is kind of the bread and butter of most of competitive battling. Starting off... as you heard in my little in-between segment last month, there's at least one ban that took place, and here they are in full. They all were done through quick ban by the council. They are Genesect, Naganadal, Landorus Incarnate, Zygarde, and Q-Rem Black. Those are all banned from OU as of last show recording. So.
Mm-hmm. I don't have an issue with any of those going away. None of them are shocks.
Nope.
None of them are shocks. Okay, actually, Kyurem lasted. I could have seen Kyurem lasting like another week, but otherwise, mm-hmm. not shocked.
Nope.
Yep.
Landorus, I was too good in a place without hidden power ice. I'm shocked.
What? It can still two hit KO Blissey? That's crazy.
With special attacks.
With special attacks not boosted. yeah, I'm glad to see all those go. I think, and this is me predicting, so who knows what'll happen. Last time it didn't go so well. That we're kind of past now the really egregious quick ban level stuff.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. I think what's left is of a different level than the things that are gone.
Yeah. I'm thinking the next one will be a Faramosa suspect test with the full community involvement. That might be the last thing I see quick banned, maybe, but I think we'll transition to the regular process here shortly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Faramosa's like right on that border of maybe it's too strong, so like maybe it deserves a suspect test, or maybe it should just be booted and not given that chance.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. We'll probably see soon, too. They're working pretty quick. They like to let things settle for, like, 2 weeks, and then they're like, okay, where is it at? Is it okay? And we'll find out.
Yeah, which I'm very appreciative of the fact that they are doing it that way.
I like that they're letting things settle before they get too happy about it again, but they are going back to it quickly. So it's nice.
Yeah. But yeah, on that topic, the things that are kind of on the radar other than that, other than Faramosa, there's also some discussion of Spectrier, Magearna, and Melmetal being on a chopping block at some point. All for Magearna and Melmetal because nothing's really changed for them overall. Melmetal's a little mixed. I was going to say,
Melmetal at least gets, like, intimidated by Landorus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas Magearna, there is no special intimidate. It's the same thing it is. It just takes earthquakes less well from Landorus's. But
yeah. And Zapdos and Moltres kind of.
I was going to say Moltres is here now too, so that helps too.
Mm-hmm.
It can't just spam its calm mind draining kiss sets anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's the object of Spectrier, which is.
All two of its moves.
All two of its moves, but it's incredibly lethal, like, regardless of how many moves it has.
It's like, if how it's... well can your team take a Shadow Ball? Because that's how well Spectre is.
And if it's mandating you run a Dark or Normal type on every team, it's starting to do Dracovish things, but not quite to the same level.
I mean, you at least have a wide variety of things you can choose. And
It's
not like Normal type Pokemon are bad. Chansey and Blissey are right there.
Yeah. I've seen some Porygon too.
Yeah.
You just need to bring Ninetales, give it a Focus Sash, Shadow Ball, and Imprison. Perfect. Boom.
Perfect. Except it's
solved. Solved.
It's okay. It has a Sash. It can take one.
Yeah.
Imprison Shadow Ball. How to stop a Spectrier. Da 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 da. We did it, everybody. We saved the city. until the meme set that's being whispered about comes up that I was talking about before we got to this segment, not the dark pulse, it can work. So calm mind, substitute, disable dark pulse as your attack.
No stab. We don't need
no stab. You don't need stab. You've got 145 base special attack with a snowball ability. Stab is for wusses. Calm mind lets you have your substitutes not be broken by a Blissey. Disable disables their soft boiled so they can't wall you consistently, and you just dark pulse them to death. Easy. You get to +6, you go to town. Simple.
It's so sad that its move pool, it literally goes Shadow Ball, Dark Pulse, Hyper Beam, Mud Slap or something.
Yeah.
Or Mud Bomb, maybe. No, I think I don't know.
Mud Slap. Shot.
Mud Shot.
one of them, like, one of them moves that we don't really actually care about.
It's real sad when we have a doubles team coming up on the next main show episode with Tail Whip as one of its moves.
Oh my word.
Oh. Like, that's a shallow move pool, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Can't even. So the other
The other thing that's possibly coming down the pipeline for OU that there has been a lot of discussion on, a lot of forum and YouTube hype about, is they made the probe in one of the surveys of what do people think of Zamazenta Crowned coming down to OU. And so that is something. Heck, that might be the first suspect, is to bring that down and see what it does.
I think that should be the first suspect, because I don't think Varimos is as egregious right now. But it's scary. But maybe it can stop the... Maybe Zamazenta can do something to slow it down.
I don't think that Zamazenta Crown test would go well. I don't think it would stay.
I'm mixed, personally. Its move pool is utter garbage. That is a fact. It's not quite Spectrier levels, but it's close.
No. It goes at signature move, close combat, and then it has fangs. Like Crunch, Psychic Fangs, Thunder Fang. It ain't pretty. Wild Charge, I think it might get. Maybe.
Yeah, it gets Wild Charge.
But it's not a great move pool. Like, its fighting stab is lowering its defenses, which are its selling point. So,
yeah. And it is restricted to only being able to hold the crown. So, it's got 130 attack. That's it. That's all. No choice band, no scarf.
Yeah, no items
nothing.
To manipulate it. Like, the scariest thing it could do is just go, like, max defense, max HP, and be, like, a rest stall set and be awful.
Yeah. But. It just doesn't do enough damage is the thing. Like, without setting up, it doesn't do enough because you can't boost it in any way.
Yeah.
That said,
it could sit in on, like, Urshifu. Maybe it can take a hit and do something there. Play rough. I bet it gets play rough, maybe. It's a dog, maybe.
I think it does, actually.
I don't know, because
close combat
exists,
will hurt.
And they don't. Yeah. It'll hurt, but it might not kill with the plus one defense.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I mean, this thing with a mere 32 HP EVs, choice band max attack Adamant Landorus Therian's Earthquake does not one-shot it.
I think that's fine. I think that's fine.
Yeah, that's just an example of how utterly monstrously bulky this thing is, especially from the physical side. It takes less damage from standard Landorus Therian's U-turn than the stealth rocks it takes switching into that U-turn.
And it resists stealth rocks. So, yeah.
It 1x resists U-turn and 2x it double resists stealth rock and single resists U-turn, but it still takes less damage from that U-turn than the stealth rocks. It's wacky.
Yeah, but its only recovery is rest. So
that's it.
Maybe it'll be okay.
I'm mixed. I'm really excited to see what it does. It does do a lot of things for the tier. They're a little bit against bringing down things to check otherwise broken things, but it still might be cool for doing, ironically, exactly that. Melmetal will not like it. Magearna will not like it. Kind of.
Magearna is like a mixed bag with that. Like,
yeah. It won't like neutral close combats, but it also won't like...
Probably can do damage.
Yeah. Just especially defensive one will take hits very easily, especially if it's like a early stored power set that hasn't gotten enough boosts or something like that.
Yeah.
Pheromosa might not like it, even though it has super effective fighting moves.
It probably
is bulky
doesn't
enough
one
to eat
shot.
Him.
And it probably gets one shot back because it's a Pheromosa.
Yeah.
And Pheromosa has the defensive capabilities of about three pieces of tissue paper stacked together.
I was going to say, technically two, because, you know, it has the Kartana special defense in both stats.
No! Woo! Two pieces of paper.
Two pieces of tissue paper. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I imagine if this thing comes down and during the suspect test process, one interesting thing that I predict will happen is there's going to be a lot of hazard things and a lot of hazard control.
Like spikes will make a comeback. So that'll
be... Yeah. Yeah, it'll be extremely weak to spikes, so you'll see those everywhere.
And it can't wear boots, so ha.
Exactly. Ha. Can't wear boots. It's not factored by its defensive typing, so the spikes will do 12.5% per hit. You know, that sort of a thing. And it switches in a lot, especially if you... It's a knockoff absorber, too. Like, that's something that the tier is desperately crying for, is something to take knockoffs. So it'll be a great partner for something like Moltres that really wants to avoid those at all costs. It has a lot of potential to both cause a lot of problems and answer a lot of problems all at once. I'm excited for it to happen, but I'm mixed on my feelings on if it'll actually be good or not so good.
It's something worth seeing. It's something worth seeing. It's worth testing because it's really, really garbage up in Ubers now.
Yeah.
It doesn't even get to do that.
Howl.
It doesn't even get to do its 2x damage to Dynamax Pokemon anymore. They're gone.
Yeah. Behemoth Bash don't matter. Sucker.
And the poor guy loses speed. Exhaustion that gains it. It's like, well, it's so
it
sad.
It goes like down to 130 something, right?
128 or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds right. So but still, those defensive stats.
Zamazenta general, just Zamazenta crowned.
Correct.
Yeah, no, Zamazenta regular is kind of busted. It has an item.
It can use an item. That's the difference.
It can use an item and...
And has, yeah.
30 in and both defenses is just okay. You're losing...
And has better weaknesses, I guess, too.
Yeah. Not weak to fighting, not weak to ground, that kind of thing.
Not weak to fire. Like, life is pretty good.
Yeah.
Especially with the choice band, because it has like 138 speed at that point, a choice band boost. We're not considering regular Zamazenta for this.
No, just the crowned one. So that'll be fun. I'm looking forward to whenever it happens. Personally, I'm with Sigma. I hope it's the next thing that's tested. Because the less bans, the better. And if it can somehow keep Faramoza in check a little bit just by existing, like he said, I'm good with that.
I mean, it'll keep Melmetal in check better, too. And
yeah.
Probably, maybe Mikirna to an extent. I don't know what it does for Spectre. I don't think Spectre cares.
No, Spectre doesn't care. Other trends that are happening in OU, which is kind of cool. We really like boots in OU a lot, as well as other tiers, I imagine. But OU is cool because it lets things like Zapdos, Moltres especially. Holy macaroni. That thing is incredibly good up here.
I'm not
Flame
too
Body is so cool.
Like, it was doing okay in like Sun and Moon OU without boots. Like,
yeah, as a stall-ish kind of thing.
It turns out that it didn't so much... It's the only Pokemon that's still allowed to Dynamax, because its health doubles every time it switches in.
From what it should be, yeah. That's so funny.
Turns out that makes it a pretty good Pokemon.
Right? I mean, I was using Talonflame here recently because I liked the typing is so good. Fireflying is deceptively useful. And I was using Talonflame with Flame Body, not Gale Wings, because I wanted Rillaboom to touch it and get burnt. And Moltres does that, but better. So it's cooler. It's bulkier and does a lot of cool stuff. And it has Scorching Sand, so you can actually destroy Heatrans and U-Turn and Roost and Flamethrower and even status moves like Toxic or whatever. It's a cool mon. But one trend...
I'm happy for it.
Go ahead.
I'm happy for it.
Yeah.
Sad for Articuno. Poor Articuno.
Poor Articuno.
Boots did not help Articuno. Just always bad. It was just always bad.
But one cool trend, because of the Zapdos and Moltres and Rocky Helmet and Iron Barbs and Rough Skin hype that we're seeing a lot more people consider, is protective pads, which, if you need a reminder on that extremely prevalent item, it negates contact effects. So the iron barbs damage, the rocky helmet damage, the chance of paralysis or burn from static or flame body, they're all just stopped.
It gives everything the long reach ability as an item.
Basically, yeah.
Except, you know, the Pokemon cares about using it, so that's cool. Unlike Decidueye. Poor Decidueye.
Poor Decidueye. Yeah, but we're seeing that on, like, Pheromoza, on Urshifu, especially the Rapid Strike variant, possibly. If it's already on Rain, it's got the Choice Band boost anyway.
Yeah. Blaziken was running it the other day, I saw. It's like,
yep. Yeah, because Zapdos paralysis on static really sucks for Blaziken.
I'd imagine.
So yeah, I mean, those are the big things in OU. It's still fresh. The Zygarde and Kyurem bans happened really recently as of recording, within a week, I believe.
Yeah, like a week ago.
So it's still settling out. And we will be figuring out what other kind of craziness happens, just especially depending on what the next thing that happens is. If it's a ban, if it's a unleashment.
Suspect test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for OU. It's exciting. I'm still trying to get my perfect OU team, which consists of four cores of my own. I have not been successful yet, but we'll see.
It's a weird time. We don't have proper viability lists. We just have lists of things that are viable. We don't have tiers and ranking. It's a fun asterisk world.
Yeah, and they're not writing analyses right now to kind of even reference. You've got to really be in tune with the forums and what's going on trend-wise.
Or P-McGee and Magic.
Or Savant, yes.
I want to know what he gave up in the genie deal. You know, like...
Right. What is his curse to accompany his boon? Like, what is this?
P-McGee sought the old magic, and we are dealing with him.
Freaking Night Watcher. God. Anyway, let's hop down another tier before we take a segment break, and that is the tier of UU, which might as well be OU last generation. So,
starting from the top.
Electric bug goo you. I hate that.
Bulu you? He's not here. Oh, wait.
No, Bulu
he
is here.
Yeah, so a couple bans happened in UU. They are Blacephalon, Dracozolt, Hawlucha, and Weavile. Those are all very nasty, not really too surprising on all of those, but I'm glad they got those out of the way so that the new welcome additions to UU, such as Volcarona, Aegis Slash, Slowking, Gyarados, Tapu Bulu, Rhyperior, Victini, Komo-o, and Zeraora can do their thing.
You know, those classic UU mons.
Those classic UU Pokemon, exactly.
I feel like Komo-o was down here for a little bit last
year
before it got a Moot Pool update. So
it was even here last, like, year. This time,
yeah, I was gonna say it bounces around. Same with Zeraora.
Yeah, it really picked up steam when people discovered its tank set, and it just was useful for countering a lot of things at the time. So it was UU for a long time. This generation,
I guess we knew Zeraora was coming back down here once Landorus came back. Anyway, though,
yeah.
Oh well.
And also, there's the trend in OU right now to stop Regieleki. You have to have a ground type. Full stop. End of statement. You have to have a ground type on a successful OU team.
Mm-hmm.
So Zeraora doesn't
just
like that.
Punished. Yeah. Just punished for existing. But yeah, we knew it was going to drop once Landorus showed back up.
It's fine. Yeah. Yep. But yeah, this feels a lot like pre-home OU again, minus things like Volcarona and Aegislash. Like, why are those here? We don't know. But they aren't being discussed for being banned. So...
Nope, just everything I love.
Yeah.
And Hawlucha. Yeah. And Hawlucha.
Ha ha. Stupid bird.
Oh, I don't care about Hawlucha. They banned my clown and they banned my weird mismatched ham butt dragon.
Yeah, which is actually kind of successful in OU, like for hopping back up for a moment, because it got the sand rush thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's a fun addition to an OU sand team. Like, that's a good Pokemon in that. It combines well with Excadrill and Tyranitar and things like that. It's fun.
Did Hippo ever get to go back to OU? I forget.
You know, I don't know, actually. I don't remember.
I know feel Tyranitar. Like I remember it dropping, and it's like, huh, that's weird. And I don't think I saw it go back.
Nope, it's UU. I'm looking at it right now. Hippowdon is UU at the moment. And that's poor just because Tyranitar is the better setter at the moment because Spectrier exists.
Yeah. Yep. I don't disagree. I'm just saying, little hippos down here.
Uh-huh. And so that comboed with Dracozolt really well. Too much for the tier. But yeah, there is a little bit of talk about Volcarona being too much for UU. What a sentence. I still can't get over that.
Remember when we were afraid of it in OU?
Right? Like it was going to be banned. Like we took it out of PDL.
Right? Now it's like, it's a guy.
Yeah. Well, whatever. It's fine. Some other things are in UU that are doing pretty good. Salamence is down here. Finally.
It has dual wing beat now, too, doesn't it?
Huh?
Nice. It has dual wing beat now, too, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And it also has heavy-duty boots, so it can act as kind of a not bulkier. Well, I don't know, actually. It can act like a Noivern.
Depends on if you're running Intimidate.
Actually. Yeah. Yeah, and I don't remember its stats compared to Noivern's defensively. I feel like it's probably close.
It's probably better. It has 600 stats to move around.
Noivern is not a chunky thing.
But it is heavily invested in speed and special attack, so I don't think it has other stats other places.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I know that Salamence's speed is 100, right? So it's like, well, that caps that out. So,
yeah, so
it has more stats to move around. Yeah.
Salamence has 95 HP, 80 in each defense. Whereas
it's bulkier. Yeah.
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 It's just
plus it has Intimidate to give that's more bulk too.
That's it. Yeah.
Intimidate bulk too. Like that's a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it can also do the physical side of things, kind of like Sigma was saying, like, where it can do a wing beat, it can earthquake, it can even Moxie go crazy if it wants to. But it can also act as just a bulky defogger if you want.
Yeah, it's a versatile mod.
It's even a wish passer.
Oh, the dark times of wish being on every... Oh.
Because that's an event move that it gets.
Yep.
I liked Wish Salamence a couple generations ago. That was fun. another really good Pokemon down here is Celesteela. Wow. In you. I mean, it's just a worse Corviknight in a sense, which is terribly sad to say. I love it. I haven't found an opportunity to use it on an OU team. Those two sentences are painful to say together.
If you really want to have fun with Celesteela, you take it to Battle Spot Singles, where it can Dynamax and destroy everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, with its cool move pool.
All you need is Airstream.
Yeah, really.
Mm-hmm. Airstream, get your special attack boost. It's like, with a weakness policy, too.
Get two-step Let's boost at once. Go crazy. Ultra Beasts are fun that way. But another thing that's happening down in UU is because there's a lot of Celesteela going around, one cool Pokemon that's trending upward is Tentacruel with Liquid Ooze. Because screw you, Leech Seeds. Get them out of here. Celesteela still does its typical thing, which is walling. It's not really seen as an offensive thing most of the time.
Yeah. I mean, there are sets.
Like, yeah.
I remember the days of an autotomized Celesteela.
I remember facing you when you were a gym leader, and that destroyed
me. And I used an autotomized Celesteela. Yep.
Yep. It was terrible. It was absolutely awful. But yeah, that's a cool Pokemon down here. A couple other things are shifting just as tiers move. Nidoking was down here for a long time. It has actually made it to OU as filling the void that Landorus I left behind. So its sister, Nidoqueen, has filled its role. It's kind of like when your boss leaves your job, where all of a sudden another person fills that and another person fills that.
It's going to be sad for RU when it moves up next. Ah,
yeah.
Poor thing.
I mean, I've been looking at putting Nidoqueen on an OU team because it's cool roll compression, but yeah, that's a crazy breaker. In some occasions, it's even more powerful than Nidoking because it's allowed to run modest instead of always going timid, so it can do more damage.
I was going to say, yeah, its speed isn't as impressive, so it doesn't have to hit those speed tiers.
Could combo
pretty
well.
It's like you're never outspeeding those things, so you just don't need it.
No, you really don't. And it could combo well with Celesteela, because then it can heal with Leech Seed. So, I mean, go to town.
You were never going to outspeed that Rillaboom at max speed.
So, so just run modest and bop it with a Sludge Wave. One big thing that's being discussed, though, as far as potential bans in UU other than Pokemon, is some discussion about dual screen. It really started happening earlier on in the month before the second tier shift. There was a lot of discussion about dual screen being maybe too much. That's kind of died down with the tier shift a little. Just not really a whole lot hit UU, but I don't know. Just the mentality of tier shift kind of drove it out of people's minds for the moment.
Can't use Grimmsnarls forever.
Exactly.
I assume Grimmsnarl's the thing doing it. Maybe it's Espeon.
It's also probably Ninetales.
Ninetales. Just Aurora Veil. Yeah. That makes sense.
It can do the Aurora Veil version.
Yeah.
Complex bans, less than fun, though.
And just banning moves doesn't feel good.
Yeah, no, it would probably be like a weather ban at the... Well...
Therein the problem lies.
Yeah, no, weather ban.
There's the problem. but yeah, it's kind of died down a little bit. Another Pokemon that was banned mere months ago is back and better than ever. Not really. It's just back. It's not even really better than ever. Lycanroc Dusk is here doing things, but
it's so good that it went down to RU.
Yeah. And Terrakion is doing the same thing.
Being so good that it's down in RU.
Yeah. Like Terrakion's worse than Lycanroc. Let's think about that for a second. It's
that
slower.
That one speed. Oof.
Is it just one?
It might be three. Is Terrakion 108 or 109?
I think it's 108.
Lycanroc's 110 or 112? No, it's 110.
It's 110. Lycanroc's 110.
So it's 2 points of speed. 2 points.
Yeah.
But in a world with Gengar, it's an important 2 points of speed. Plus, you have priority with Lycanroc, so.
I mean, you have Quick Attack with Terrakion.
Priority and, you know, a move pool that's not just every normal rock move.
Right.
A move pool, a relevant ability.
Right. Like, who cares about Justified? I have Tough Claws. I have functionally the same attack stat as you, Terrakion. Even better, actually. But, yeah,
stabbed close time
another thing
that,
that's causing mayhem is Gengar down here. There's a set that we've got on the spice rack down here, and we can just go ahead and go over it. Why not? It feels very akin to Dragapult in OU. It's Gengar holding Black Sludge, max attack, max speed, timid nature. Will-O-Wisp, Hex, Sludge Wave, and Substitute. It's just Hex Gengar.
Yeah. Here's a question.
Yeah.
Do you think Gengar would be doing better if it still had Levitate?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
100%. Especially, like, in an OU format where a ground type's on every team. The old Gengar Heatran core would be going crazy. That said, it would be having a lot of trouble with the OU environment, with Spectrier, Dragapult.
Yeah, right. There are other ghosts that are just kind of better now.
Yeah.
It probably would be UU instead of RU.
Yeah, it would be solid UU if it had Levitate still. But yeah, the Sludge Wave Gengar lets it break past what would be a normal check, like Hydreigon. So it's causing a lot of mayhem at the moment, it might be looked at. Another thing is Gyarados is kind of going crazy because Dracozolt's gone, which was used as a primary check to Gyarados. So we'll see how that void fills. Yep. Finally, the thing that should never touch OU... Oh, no, pardon me. That should never touch UU, Aegislash, is... I can't believe that. Like, I remember months ago I talked about how stupid a format Nat Dex was because Aegislash was UU, and now here we are.
I mean, I kind of understand. It was, like, it didn't look like it lost a lot, but turns out it kind of did.
Yeah. Like, what on earth? Ugh. So, that's UU. We are going to keep jumping. We're going to take a short break here. And we'll be right back at you with the last three tiers, so stay tuned.
It's tier time.
And welcome back. We're here to finish out the last three tiers. We're starting with... Yeah, are you?
We're starting with Rue.
Don't worry, it doesn't look like any RU I've ever experienced, so I can see why you would hesitate.
And we experienced an RU not but 2 weeks ago, before all the mid-month things happened. That was what we did for the Puckle Showdown. We were in the RU tier, and we had to survive long enough and make teams. And what it looks like today, as of recording, is unrecognizable to what all of us spent 2 hours in a couple weeks ago. So it's fun to relearn everything.
I know what it must have been like to wake up from a coma that started on March 13th of this year.
Right. Right.
And then you just hear it's like, yeah, Darmanitan and Scyther dropped to RU at the same time.
Right.
You're like, oh, okay. Oh, also Terrakion. What?
And Diggersby.
Yeah.
That Pokemon banned from UU earlier this year is now in RU.
Yeah. And I would go over notable drops from UU to RU, but there are 64 of them, so I'm not going to do that.
Have they banned Haxorus yet?
Because
I feel
no.
like that's the most one of the more egregious ones, too.
They have not really done any bans yet because they don't know what on earth is happening, and it's going to be unrecognizable probably yet again a couple weeks after today.
I'd just like to note Metagross is down here now.
Right?
Conkeldurr is down here now.
Mimikyu. Oh, God, Alolan Ninetales is down here, too.
Uh-huh.
Obstagoon.
Zarude. Talonflame here.
This is where I expected Zarude to show up.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to complain about Zarude. This is where he belongs.
Yeah.
This is probably where the Galarian Slowbro and Slowking belong to.
I agree with that, yeah. And they're down here. Necrozma's down here. Dublade is down here, which is kind of surprising because it was a UU staple for a long time.
Like, I look at, like, Registeel and it's like, yeah, you belong here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, some of these make sense.
Is probably
Others,
making its long journey down.
Scallopede, what are you doing here?
Gengar, what are you doing here?
Like Toxtricity seems kind of busted down here.
Mm-hmm.
Deoncé probably will make a home down here. Same with Cresselia. I'm not too worried about those guys.
Yeah.
Bulky defensive things is what I think about when I think about RU.
RU yeah. looks like UU. Like, let's be honest.
It does now. Mm-hmm. It really does. And it's Durant. A wild, crazy place.
Entei is scary here.
It's also the lowest tier that you can really abuse weather in anymore. Because we'll get to it in a minute, but NU and PU both banned weather abilities in some form. But all four are legal here, and all four have setters.
So I'm not sure if... the lower tiers probably needed to do that because the fossils kind of just climbed anyway on natural bannings that regardless.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they were the big problems with the weather abuse down below. So,
yeah. Fossils and weather. Who'd have thunk, you know?
Right. It's like, oh, turns out those 55 speed fossils are actually good when they have double the speed.
Right.
Oh, who would have guessed?
It's wild.
Who would have guessed?
But, I mean, you can pick your flavor of abuser. That is a horrible sentence. You can pick your flavor of weather user in any, in whatever capacity you wish. Sand, you can run something like Lycanroc Dusk, which is down here, Terrakion. Not because they specifically benefit from the sand, but because they just don't dislike its existence. Hail has Arctozolt and Arctivish that you can mess around with, as well as Aurora Veil shenanigans. Sun, you have Torkoal as the setter, and you have Shiftry and Venusaur as primary users. Rain is where it gets insane. You've got Politoed as the setter, and all of Kingdra, Kabutops, Tornadus, Omastar, and Seismitoad as potential abusers. Omastar sounds particularly gross.
Right? It used to have Beresquita, too. That got to climb to OU.
So. Yeah, that climbed from RU to OU.
Tornadus is an RU.
Yeah. What? It was. I remember watching you guys use Beresquita in the showdown, or Puckle showdown, and yeah, it's not there anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gone.
It's okay. You got fossils now.
Yeah. Notably, this is Tornadus incarnate, not Therian, just to make sure that people are aware. I don't know what I would run on an Omastar down here. I don't know if I would run Shell Smash or if I would run Meteor Beam.
Yeah, just Meteor Beam and go.
Yeah.
I'm not against it.
I probably still run Shell Smash just for the speed, but...
I mean, the thing is, Omastar is pretty good in the rain, and if you can get a Meteor Beam off, you're working with 130 base special attack, I believe.
Yeah,
so.
And you don't waste a turn of rain by Shell Smashing, too.
Mm. Like, if you're not running rain, then you run Shell Smash Omastar, right?
Yeah.
Like, but in rain, I think Meteor Beam's just kind of better.
Mm-hmm. And it's also ironically hilarious. A fossil with Meteor Beam, like they all have. I love it. That's such a good meme that from Game Freak directly. Every fossil has Meteor Beam, and it's hilarious.
Meanwhile, Minior's not in the game.
Yeah. But
Meteor Beam is actually them throwing Minior's at their opponent.
Isn't it canonical that they die?
Yeah.
So terrible. What if that was in the animation
of
the move?
It takes a turn to charge because they've got to get the net, grab one, grind it up into powder, and then.
Oh no! Oh no! Oh, that's
when you
terrible.
Crit, it's a shiny.
Oh god. Anyway, overall, the tier RU has become a lot more offense oriented with the combination of. Basically Gen 5 Weather Wars, as well as two really good screen setters in Grimmsnarl falling down here and Alolan Ninetales falling down here, both of which are very effective at setting screens, so it enables a lot of hyper-offense type structures. So, a couple other stops to hyper-offense are something like Scolipede, which dropped down here, and... It's just a really good breaker of hyper offense as a Pokemon. That's just how Scolipede is. So, yeah. And it can even brick break to bust screens if it wanted to. Or just, you know, Swords Dance, speed boost up. Gotta go fast. It's only real stop, full stop anyway, is regular form Weezing, which is a big old ugly opportunity cost because most of the time you want to be running Galarian Weezing, not regular. So it's poised to take advantage of the tier quickly. Who knows? Action might be taken. Action might not be. They've got other pressing matters. With
I was going to say, they don't know what's happening with their
Gengar.
Team.
They've got Gengar.
No. They've got freaking Gengar down here, which might be banned from UU. So... And if it's banned from UU, it's automatically banned from RU because the action is takes effect down there.
Oh.
So that might happen. Yeah, it's... I think that between the show coming out, this show coming out on Thanksgiving, and the tier shift update not 5 days later, this will be even wilder. This will be even crazier. RU is the most... adapting tier to all of this, really, because it's kind of the middle ground as people pick up on trends, drop trends. RU's the middle area where they all kind of flux. So
RU is what UU should be,
kind of. It exists to make it so the tiers aren't huge. I think that's all it's here for. So yeah, a lot of these trends might be different come 2 weeks from now. Especially with how much changed between the Puckle Showdown and the mid-month tier update. Like, if that's
any
indication...
Yeah, I expect some of these things just jumping back up to UU again.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, Yeah, these were good. We don't know why we weren't why we didn't use them in that 15-day period.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah, and even things like some of the OU bans will cause things to rise. Like with Zygarde and Kyurem gone, that's two more potential slots for Pokemon in OU because they kind of have a number threshold in a sense.
Yeah, they aim for like 40 mons or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, there's usually around 40 that are cut off at the OU level. So it's a flex tier in a sense. So.
I mean, Kyurem could come back. Who knows?
Yeah, Kyurem's going to start catching hype because Kyurem Black is gone.
The better Kyurem is gone.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of talk about it in OU again because, I mean, it's still got 130 special attack. It can still...
95 speed.
Yeah, it can freeze dry earth power and just sub. It's gross. So, yeah. Something that I found that was really cool looking for the spice rack... is a Flygon. I've got a soft spot in my heart for Flygon. I loved it, and I know it's my brother loved it too, and I hated facing my brothers, so it's always held a soft spot in my heart. Flygon's a really cool defogger. I've seen it being used in OU even as a Heatran proof defogger in a sense. And this one really caught my eye. It's holding leftovers. Obviously it has the ability to levitate. Max HP, max special defense with a calm nature. Moves are Roost, Scorching Sands, U-Turn, and Defog. That's cool. That's a really cool utility Flygon. Its HP and special defense stat are both 80, so it's manageable. So if you just pump into it, it can take a lot of special hits. OU, or even down here in RU. And... Defog really, really effectively levitates, makes it not care about hazards at all. It resists stealth rock. And Scorching Sands lets it do something other than just earthquake and run. It can potentially burn things, which is really nifty. So I might run that in OU, actually. If I hate Heatran enough, I can run that thing. But yeah, so that's the spice rack. We're hopping down another tier to Enyu.
Hey, there were bands here.
There were bands here. Wow. For once.
Lots of dragons. Lots of dragons.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of dragons. There was Zygarde 10%, Tyrantrum, Kingdra, Drizzle, and Drought. Those were all banned in Enyu. So. Yeah.
I mean, is it really Drizzle's fault that Politoed somehow apparently got to be you? I mean.
No. But
I assume that's how Drizzle got banned.
Oh, I'm sure that's what it is. It's just...
And I think... Yeah. Yeah.
Politoed kept falling, and it's like, no, come back, stop, you're going to do too much.
I mean, I think when the DLC dropped, they unbanned everything, right? And they're like, yeah, we'll see if Drizzle and Drought are okay. And
pretty much, yeah.
Like, no.
And they were not okay. So they kept them banned.
It's like, apparently so.
Yeah.
That's probably how Politoed did get down to PU, because all the tiers that it would have been used, they banned Drizzle and Drought.
Yep. So there is one big ugly discussion going on about what to ban next, and I've seen some of the kind of higher up council people starting to get involved in the discussion, so I imagine something will happen soon. It's around Hail. And they aren't sure whether they ban Aurorus, Aurora Veil the Move, or Turtonator. Those are all families.
Right. Because when I think related things, I think Hail and Turtonator.
Yeah. You say that, but here's the strategy that makes Hail so effective in this tier specifically. Turn one, you have a Focus Sash Aurorus as your lead. You set Stealth Rocks and live. Turn two, who cares? You probably are not going to live. You maybe fire off an Ice Beam. Aurorus faints. Hail is still going. The next Pokemon you send out is Alolan Sandslash, which has Slush Rush and sets Aurora Veil and does whatever it wants. It might even have a Light Clay, who knows? And it has a couple more turns of Slush Rush abuse with just firing off moves here and there. Turn X, when it finally faints, and Aurora Vale is still up, you send out Shell Smash Turtonator and go to town. It is the primary Aurora Vale user at the moment, and it's incredibly lethal with Shell Smash. Heavy Duty Boots keeps its bulk intact as well, and Aurora Vale makes it so the defense drops are mostly negligible. Crobat is often seen as a fourth mon in this core for just general utility, because Crobat is really freaking good.
General utility? That is its definition as a Pokemon?
Yeah.
It is utility?
It's really cool. I've always loved Crobat for how deceptively usable it is. Because it's got momentum in U-turn, it's got kind of speed control just because it's quick as lightning, a never-miss toxic, defog, roost if you want, all those moves. It's so cool what it can do. And it may not be an NU for too much longer. It climbed up a couple tiers pretty quickly, so I imagine it goes. But as far as the hail discussion, they aren't sure what to do at the moment, either banning Auroras for enabling the entire thing, Aurora Veil for being integral to the setup, or just straight Turtonator for being the primary abuser of that whole three-part.
Yeah, I feel like the abuser hole might just be filled up, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh no, Turtonator's gone, let's find something else that can set up and break things.
Exactly. I imagine the most efficient way is to ban Auroras.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
So, or maybe snow warning. That's what it is, right? Yeah, snow warning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they'll go that far, but they do have precedent. They have Drizzle and Drought gone. So if hail is the issue, maybe they just do hail. But yeah, that's a big discussion going on right now. Another thing dropped in NU, which was banned previously, that is Alolan Exeggutor. And it's taking advantage of its ridiculous coverage in Fire, Dragon, Grass, with with the fourth move being either Knock Off or Teleport.
Of course.
Which is so cool.
I appreciate the mental image of a giant 30-foot palm tree just all of a sudden gone.
Warp. Gone.
Just, what?
Where'd it go? Must have been the wind. Exactly. I love that image. That's such a good image. I lost track of it. You what? But yeah, Alolan Exeggutor is probably not going to be banned or anything like it was before. It's kind of held in check pretty well.
With more mons in the format, like, I feel like it'll probably be okay.
Yeah. And I mean, even something like Crobat right now does a pretty good job at keeping it in check, other than Draco Meteor. But it's pretty good. One thing that is likely to be banned, other than the hail issue, is Tauros, because that sucker is bonkers. It's got Sheer Force boosted Body Slam and Throat Chop. So if you're not a ghost, you get body slammed. If you are a ghost, you get throat chopped. And if you're a steel type, you get close combated.
I did not think of Throat Chop as a secondary effect, but...
Uh-huh. It's just a 100% secondary effect, so...
Huh.
Yeah, that's... Huh.
Yep.
Good for Tauros.
Yep, it works. Good. So slap a life orb on that sucker and...
Make it shiny. Make sure you make it shiny.
Obviously. It gives you hooves.
Mm-hmm.
But... Go to town with it. That's likely to be banned. It's been banned before. Its fourth move can be a setup move, a substitute, or even something like something that will be boosted by sheer force like Fire Blast to screw up what would be a potential counter, like a grass type of some sort. Or even Surf. A Life Orb boosted Surf from that thing can mess up a ground type or something that might want to switch in. So,
like a Rhydon. I think Rhydon's in this tier.
Rhydon, maybe. I know that... Sandaconda could possibly be in this tier because I know it's PU.
Mm-hmm.
But the
that's weird.
Yeah. You can mess up your counters because Tauros has a Gen 1 normal type move pool.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because it gets like any coverage possible because Gen 1.
Yeah.
Thanks, normal types.
And a lot of them are boosted by sheer force, so.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. One thing that basically can solo wall almost anything if it's a one-on-one situation is Porygon 2. Obviously, it can't do that to Tauros because close combat exists, but it's possible to do to pretty much everything else. So Porygon 2 is kind of having a good old time down here in the tier that it kind of is supposed to be in. And finally, as far as other notable drops into the tier from the mid-month update, Druddigon dropped down into here, which it's a nice stealth rock setter that can go through Magic Bounce and possibly even start sweeping something with something like a Scale Shot set if it wanted to. So, something to consider. And we've got one more tier to go.
Can I just say how refreshing that was? It didn't feel like OU, but with a different letter.
Right? It felt like a different tier.
It's like, maybe Snow's too good. Maybe Tauros is too good. It has a wide moot pool.
An Executor is dangerous because it has Fire Dragon Grass coverage.
And can just disappear.
None of those are sentences you'd say in any OU tier. Except maybe like Gen 1 OU.
Look, all I'm saying is that OU, UU, and RU are more accurately OU, but a little less crazy, and OU, but worse.
Yeah. OU now, OU then, OU really, really then.
So let's do PU, the tier of... Maybe this will feel normal.
The tier of tears. So
the tier of Sandaconda.
The tier of Sandaconda, like, wow, that is the king. But before we get to that, a couple things were banned from the tier. Mesprit, Guzzlord, Magmortar, Zygarde 10%, but it was banned above there as well, so that's gone from both. Kingler, Absol, Drizzle, and very recently Silvally Dragon. Those are all the bans that took place from PU. You can't use them down here anymore. Another thing to note is that when December 1st comes along, the council is saying a whole lot of things that were previously banned might be unbanned. For instance, Galvantula was banned before the DLC really hit, and it's likely to be unbanned because a whole lot more things came down that have the potential to check it. So expect PU to be a little bit unrecognizable with those BL unbans taking place. So, just something to keep on the horizon. Overall, though, the sentiment is that PU is a balanced tier at the moment.
That's because things aren't dropping yet. Like, Calyrex dropped here at the first drop, and then it dropped out of here.
What's Calyrex?
Slower. Right.
Bad salad.
That Fionn with 20 more HP and a quad weakness U-turn.
Yeah.
Celebi Fionn.
Celebi Fionn. Oh my god, it basically is. I mean, almost exactly.
Yeah, no, it has 20 more HP.
Yeah. Oh my god, I didn't realize that mathematically. Wow.
I'm doing the math and it turns out, yes, you really are the worst.
The worst Pokemon. I think it and Abomasnow are tied type-wise for the most weaknesses of any Pokemon. I think. Could be wrong. I know that used
Isn't
to be true.
Isn't it weird that... I think this is the highest form disparity I've ever seen between two Pokemon.
Right?
Possibly anything goes and useless in PU.
Right?
I can't think of anything else. I mean, like, you know, some things are like, oh, one is banned, one's not, or, you know, one's too good, one's just okay, or they're a tier or two apart. Can you think of anything else that's just...
I got you. A single Zygarde cell versus complete.
I don't know. When are we gonna get an OU so bad?
I want to play a single Zygarde cell. Let me have one.
Where's our
Squishy?
Squishy, let me be...
Divide all of Zygarde's stats by 100.
It's got a base HP of 4, and...
It's okay, it got Wonder Guard.
It got Wonder Guard. And it still has Aura... What is it?
Aura Break.
Aura Break.
You know, hey there, Mystery of Alto, stop it!
Aura Break could have at least, like, weakened Mega Launcher moves, right? Like,
yeah, like, I'm still very, very strongly of the mindset that power... construct should become Aura Break when it becomes complete. Like, that right. fits lore-wise, but no, that's a dumb idea. We only have 50% Zygarde be able to stop the birds. And 10% Zygarde can stop the bird, but complete? I mean, no.
Is Zygarde even related to those two?
No, it's because, here's the thing. It's because Zygarde follows Power Rangers logic. You only get to go as big as the other things.
Yeah. And it has the Core Enforcer move that suppresses abilities? Cool, it's supposed to
but check... But it's not a special attacker at all.
It's supposed to check the life and death Pokemon, except it doesn't hit Xerneas. Because it's a dragon move.
And it's a special attacking move for a Pokemon with Dragon Dance and Extreme Speed.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
What the heck is going... Anyway.
Or Thousand Arrows, because you
but
are...
enough about Zygarde, Zygarde, PU.
Our Zygarde rant. There we go. PU. One thing did happen recently in PU as far as potential tiering action, and that is a vote took place on Drampa. It did not acquire the votes needed to ban it. So, though it was suspected in a sense, it didn't reach the 60% supermajority. It's still down there. A lot of people are still mixed on that. A lot of people still think it's ban-worthy, but oh well, it's not. People are just having to adapt.
This comment scares me. A speed-invested Carbink.
Yep. A Carbink with enough speed to outrun Drampa, which is, for reference, 114 speed EVs. So the strategy is you do that speed investment, max defense with a bold nature, and dump the rest in HP, and you have a move set of whatever, whatever, Moonblast, and Body Press. So.
What? I heard you. What?
It's fine. It's a just let Carbink be.
It's a Drampa
let
killer.
Let Carbink be. It's fine. Carbink finally has a use.
I imagine its other two moves are like Stealth Rock and Toxic. That would make sense.
Stealth Rock, Toxic, maybe a Rock Stab move.
Can it do Heal Bell? That. No, that's just Diancie.
I don't know. They didn't give it like...
Pain Split, maybe.
Rapids.
You could do...
I don't know. I don't know what Carbink's move pool is. It's usually kind of garbage. So.
Yeah. Explosion.
Bang!
I'm glad it got Body Press.
Yeah. It's got a... that's a devastating attack from 150 base defense. So...
Right.
But yeah, that's a pretty good Drampa check overall. Just keep it healthy with maybe like Wish or Seeds or something like that. And it should be able to do a good job. The king of PU, though, is undoubtedly miniature Zygarde, which is Sandaconda. It's fantastic. It has roughly the same defensive stats as 50% Zygarde. It's a snake like 50% Zygarde.
Which means it has glare.
Which means it has glare like 50% Zygarde. So it feels a lot like that just without the setup and without the lethality. It is also a fantastic counter to Kling Klang, Silvally Poison, Lipard, Kangaskhan, Lycanroc, Midday Form, which is down here. It keeps a lot of stuff in check. So Sandaconda is good. And you could even potentially use it with Sand, I guess, if you want, with the Sand Spit ability. What's its other ability?
It doesn't matter.
Shed skin
probably.
Yeah, shed
it's
skin.
A snake. It's a snake. It has to have shed skin.
Yeah. Do shed skin, please. But if you really want sand support, do that. But being able to shut off a toxic is vital.
Imagine a snake Pokemon without shed skin.
Right. And glare, apparently.
Right.
Snakes are known
These
for
are
how
staples.
They glare at things.
I'm trying to
and apparently
this up
has sand veil
Japanese
too.
Japanese name is for glare. It's called okay, that's why. In Japanese it's called snake look.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
That is accurate to its move distribution.
That makes sense now. It's like how Sucker Punch is sneak attack. Or ambush, rather. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Snake eyes. Oh, gosh.
Do you know who also gets glare? Drampa, apparently.
Oh, yeah. And Dunsparce, we tried to do that in the Puckle Showdown. It did not work.
Why didn't they call it Snake Eyes?
Because translation teams are weird. Isn't it a Gen 2 move? So it was like Gen, really early?
It was Gen 1.
Was it really?
Yeah.
That's a also, Gen 1 move?
Yep, it was a signature move of Ekans and Arbok.
Arbok.
What?
Here's my favorite glare lore. The description is the user intimidates a target with a pattern on its belly to cause paralysis, which makes absolutely no sense for anything that learns it other than Arbok.
Yeah, Zygarde can do the weird patterns.
Yeah, but Sandaconda can't. Dredagon can't. Helioptile can't. That's a petable belly.
What?
I didn't know Helioptile got glitched.
I didn't realize it either.
It's
I didn't realize Superior
it's an electric event Pokemon.
Move. Or no, it's an Island Scan move.
Yeah. No.
Island Scan move it's means breeding. It's a breeding move too.
Is it really? Yeah. Oh my god, Snivy.
Island
there
Scan
we go.
Moves are all
I'm blind.
Egg moves. Snivy be a
fellas, snake. Fellas, my brain is already tripped out on tryptophan. Thanksgiving is happening in my brain.
Snack.
Snack, exactly. A couple other things for PU before I completely lose my mind. Stall struggles, so it's not a tier for me. But it might Good. Be a tier for you, Linian.
No, there was a hyper offense tier back there a bit.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But yes, there just aren't enough bulky things down here that really are stall oriented. There's Sandaconda, which is just, you know, bulky and kind of offensive, but it's not enough. Like Quagsire and Oddno are the best things for a stall kind of thing down here, and they just suck.
Aren't good. I mean, PU is the home of all the grass types. So,
yeah.
You know, like there's a reason that water ground types are either OU or PU.
Yep. Or
it's because grass types grow as you go down lower.
Or Gastrodon, which can't make up its mind. That makes a like 5-tier jump every couple months.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's like it's either an OU or it gets beat down by all the grass types and all the other tiers down to
exactly
PU because like that's the life of a water ground type.
Yep.
It just is. And we have Rillaboom, who's a good grass type.
Yeah.
Now, so
exactly.
It sucks to be a water ground type.
Mm-hmm. But I would be remiss if I didn't talk about this fun little trend that's kind of happening a little bit. And that is a Sableye set. This is my show. I could talk about Sableye if I want to.
It's okay. It's only in PU.
Yeah. It's only really usable down here.
Until it gets Omega again.
Ugh, I will celebrate. But
or Gen 90 in Sableye.
Stop. It's mainly a prankster disruptor, obviously. This one has heavy-duty boots, max HP, max special defense, because its defense is actually surprisingly good. Careful nature with knockoff, recover, will-o-wisp, and encore. That's a move that it didn't get before.
Also, 75% of the time you burn them anyway, so you don't need that defense.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So you just hop in, just max special defense it. That's the old way that I ran it in Gen 5 when it came out. 5? I don't remember.
5 when it got prankster and wasn't running stall.
Exactly.
Like the literal ability.
Yeah.
That has never had use.
I had it on every single team because Sableye is my baby and it was great. But yeah, this is a really fun disruptor, especially if something wants to set up. You pop in, throw an encore at them, really, really mess up their momentum. Maybe even burn the switch in or knock off the switch in. It's a fun little wrench in people's plans where maybe not a whole lot of dark types exist to block prankster moves. So, like, it wouldn't work in OU anymore because their Shifu exists. So, wah. Exactly. But yeah, those are the tiers, and that's kind of the tier time thing. So we've got one team that P. McGee has thrown at us that got over 2,000 on the ladder that we're going to be reviewing when we come back. So see you on the other side.
And now for the flavor of the month.
And welcome back. We've got a team for you that's using some fun cores, I think. So starting off, we've got just the kind of defensive core. We'll get to the meat of the team, the memes of the team, if you will, momentarily. But starting off, we've got a Landorus with a rocky helmet. Obviously, the abilities intimidate, max HP, 200 defense, 56 speed, impish nature with U-turn, earthquake, stealth rock, and toxic, because why not? You can catch something, I guess.
Let things die slow.
I imagine it's to catch Zapdos like and Moltres trying to switch in on your U-turn. Mm-hmm. So you prime them with U-turn, making them think that that's what you'll do consistently, and throw out a toxic on the switch in one time.
Okay, I like that.
Because a paralyzed or burned Landorus does not a happy trainer make.
It's a ground type for a reason. It doesn't like that yellow sparkle.
Exactly.
Let the yellow sparkles win.
Yeah. So the other bird that we have on the team, or rather other flying type, is Mandibuzz, because you need a dark type if you don't want to be eaten by a Spectrier. So it's got heavy duty boots. Ability is Overcoat, max HP, 64 special defense, 136, pardon me, 64 defense, 136 special defense, and 56 speed. I think the 56 speed is to outrun things like maybe Crawdaunt, things like that.
I can see that.
Regieleki, yeah. All those things.
Yeah, yeah. You're a quarter of the speed of Regieleki. Yay.
If it gets to minus six, you'll outspeed it.
Yeah.
I don't think I actually know what Mandibuzz's speed tier is. I just assume it's not going to outspeed most things.
Yeah, I think 96 outruns Aegislash.
Okay.
But yeah.
I was going to say, it goes faster than the slow things, but now it's never going to outspeed the fast things. It's usually where I'm at with it.
And you can afford to run less speed, because who cares about Aegislash anymore? What is that Pokemon?
That's a Yu Yu Mon.
Yeah,
now.
Who cares about it? It's got an impish nature with Foul Play, Knock Off, Defog, and Roost. The lack of U-turn surprises me, but usually you pick one of either Foul Play or Knock Off, and that changes what can switch into it. So the fact that it has both means you can really mess with things that think they're safe, like a Spectrier. So, especially disable Spectrier, which is starting to pick up a little bit of steam. You've got two dark moves, so haha.
Haha, your subs will not survive, you stupid horse.
Yeah, exactly. So, Lydian, take us away with the next two.
The next two were given to me because they are simple. Like me.
I wasn't going to say that on air.
You can think it. It's fine. Cinderace has heavy duty boots.
What?
Wow. Do I have to read that you're listening to Battlecast? I shouldn't have to read. Well, I guess there's a weird.
You do need to read that.
There's
pool.
A couple
that
weird
is a
things.
Unique move pool.
I was like, it's going to be super standard. Then I did a double take there.
Then you look at the first attack. It's like, oh, okay.
252 attack, 4 defense, 252 speed, adamant nature, because some people just want to watch the world burn. Speaking of, Pyro Ball burns the world, burns the word. High jump kick, sucker punch, all fairly standard, and then Electro Ball.
I assume that's for Moltres.
I
assume. I
hate Moltres / Tapu Fini.
Sure.
It's like, switch in. I know usually I can't hit you, but I've got a nice little surprise.
Yeah. And honestly, like, it's not that bad of a move for specifically Moltres, which likes to switch in and try and catch stray U-turns and burn the thing.
Especially if you have a nice electric surge up.
Yeah, which, I don't. How would that happen?
We'll get there.
I don't know. We have to talk about the Monkey Man first.
Yeah.
And then we get the next Smash DLC character, Rillaboom. It's got a life orb. Look, I have reasons for that. You've got the ability Grassy Surge, because of course we do. 252 attack, 4 speed, 4 special defense, 252 speed, adamant nature. It's got Sword Stance, Grassy Glide, Super Power, and High Horsepower. Don't run Earthquake, don't be stupid.
Yeah. Unless you're Landorus,
which don't do it.
Early game anyway.
Well, I mean, Rillaboom does not run Earthquake.
Yeah, it's like
yeah,
you,
no.
You are guaranteed to have the grassy terrain.
Yep.
You do not want to run Earthquake.
Rillaboom comes all in. Right. It clicks Sword Stance, and then Grassy Glide until the terrain's gone. It has two other moves that you can lie and say you'll use, but you'll probably switch if it can't Grassy Glide.
Not wrong.
I'm actually surprised it's running the max speed. Like, if you're not grassy gliding.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Let's finish this.
Bring
out,
us home.
All right. We'll go with the easy one first because it's a Tapu Koko with a magnet. We're putting up that terrain. We got max speed. We've got max special attack. We're putting a little bit in defense. I don't think it actually matters.
No.
It's not like download's going to steal something, depending on where you put it. So, Timid Nature, U-Turn, Thunderbolt, Dazzling Gleam, and Roost. Oh, it got Roost. That's cool.
Yeah.
I think this is a relatively standard Tapu Koko set mm-hmm. that isn't trying to kill itself with a Life Orb.
Yeah. The other thing I've seen on it is Heavy Duty Boots, because you're bouncing around a lot.
Yeah, because you're U-Turning. Yeah. It makes sense.
So.
And then... last off, we have the Galarian Slowking with the Assault Vest and Regenerator. I assume we're just going to switch in and take hits for days.
Exactly. Unlimited memes.
Yeah. Okay, so we got max HP, 176 special attack, and 80 special defense. I'm sure there's reasons for this. Probably Heatran related, but who knows. Modest Nature, we have the attacks Hydro Pump, which, like I said, probably Heatran related, because the other three attacks on this Pokemon never gonna hit a Heatran.
No.
Because Sledge Bomb, Flamethrower, Future Sight. You throw your Future Sight off when you're expecting them to switch out, they're gonna probably be in a rough position and take it with something later.
Yeah.
And you're Galarian Slowking, so you're probably doing decent damage with
that's
it.
That's another thing that's been a lot discussed in OU, is like, should we ban Future Sight? A lot of people are of the mindset that Slowbro is broken because it
Future Sight's a dumb attack to play.
The combination of Teleport, Regenerator, and Future Sight allows for Slowbro to enable other wall breakers to get through things they should not be able to in other occurrences.
Yeah, it gives you an awkward choice of what to be in when the Future Sight
hits.
I don't know. Does Smogon have an overlay to tell you how long a Future Sight has to hit you?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Okay. Like up in the corner where it says this many times for the weather, this many times still you get Future Sight.
Yeah, I don't think it does.
I don't think it does. I think that's something you have to keep to memory, which might be a problem.
Even with this team, like, Buzzwole likes to counter Rillaboom. Buzzwole can't do that if a Future Sight's going to land.
Can't beat in when there's a Future Sight out there. It's like, oh. Yeah, no. It's cute. It's a cute
thing. But yeah, the team is kind of built with Slowking, Galarian Slowking in mind. And it can just crack things open while also taking hits and regenerating them off. The rest of the team is a pretty standard kind of more offensive leaning thing, but Assault Vest Slowking Galar is really cool, actually. And yeah, that's the team. P. McGee handed it to us because a friend of his got over 2,000 on the ladder with this one, so it's proven and effective.
Chef Vince.
Ah, thank you. I didn't remember the name. It's down in the show notes. And
it's just on the Poképaste.
Yeah. Exactly. So down in the show notes, take a grab at it and run with it while OU is still in its current state before something crazy happens, like a freaking Zamazenta popping down.
It's okay. The Galarian Slowking has
it's got Flamethrower. It's everything's fine.
It's fine.
This is fine. But anyway, that's been our show. That's been this month of Battlecast. If you like what you hear, you can listen to our voices in other places, such as the main Puckle feed that happens every Monday on the actual Puckle channel. This one's the Puckle Plus channel, which is where you'll get this show, TCG Cast, Game Corner, and the trivia rewinds that happen. Wow, I can't talk. Those happen typically on Thursdays of every month, so you can catch shows there. If you like hanging out with us, please come join us on Discord. That's where the magic really happens, where you can hang out with us in voice, jump in on tournaments and things like that, and all that kind of cool stuff. As I said earlier in the show, on December 19th, we're having another Puckle Showdown that'll be streamed on Twitch, where all of the co-hosts get together and try and race to the top of the whatever ladder we announce is going to be the challenge. So
I'm praying for that. Let's go, you.
Let's go, you. Done. I'll talk with the higher ups.
It would literally be us playing each other the entire time because I don't think anyone is on that list.
My first vote was for monotype little cup, but I don't think it's gonna happen.
I actually vote, or SOU.
It can't be a dead ladder, though.
I think it'll be a Gen 8 one, just at the very least. So, oh well. But yeah, that's December 19th in the afternoon. Come join us on Discord for finer details. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. Those are our primary social medias. And yeah, if you like to contribute to the show too, there's also a Patreon link down in the description. And I think that's all the plugs that I can remember in my brain. For all of our American listeners, happy Thanksgiving. That's when the show comes out. For all our non-American listeners, happy
Take me with you,
Thanksgiving.
Please.
Yeah, please, for the love of God. But happy time of thankfulness to you, I guess? Question mark? Whatever. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate everyone being here. Until next time, when tears are yet again unrecognizable, I have been Seth Vilo.
I've been R. Sigma.
And I've been here against my will.
And we're glad we could capture you for a little bit of time. We'll see you guys in December.
Gen 8 fossils are amazing. I just can't wait to see how we get them in later gens.
Right.
Right.
I want it to imagine, like, you go to, like, the fossil revival lab and they won't do it, but there's, like, a really weird guy.
Shady corner.
Who's just got a sign that says fossil lab and the B is backwards. Yes, I make it's fossil, yes.
It's run by a punk character or something. It's like, yeah, you want a revival?
I'll do it for you. No worries. Let me give me anything you got.
I need two fossils.
Give me two fossils.
Give me two. Two for one special. You give me two, I give you one.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.